Okay, so we're. Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay, so we're back in open session. What?
I was thinking we needed a court reporter.
Oh, yeah, no court reporter necessary. She's open to take a seat. Okay, so case 2410. Regarding the request to reopen the case, there was a ARS 41-1092.03D, which doesn't apply or isn't applicable to the request that was made. I can understand, extenuating circumstances happen. Board staff and the board did follow the process, at least, as outlined, that we are to follow. And so, I guess my thing would be that we followed the process. There were things that weren't done on the side of the respondent. And while, I'm sorry that's the situation that she's in, I would make a motion to deny the request to reopen the case.
Second.
Okay, so a motion and a second. Any discussion? No? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Motion passes. Let's see where we're at. Case 2360 regarding Vicki Harris, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on request to modify approved continuing education plan. Any thoughts with the modification request?
I didn't see a request.
I just have the order.
Is it or not? She's like, shoot.
Hold on. I was reading it as a strike through. I was like, am I missing something? And
she took the course in November, that doesn't make any sense. I asked her if she had a description before she wanted to substitute. And she said, I don't have a description. I took the course in November and it's no longer available. I can try to find something else. Okay, sorry, I'm backtracking. She wanted to get another course. She said, what about Into the Weeds, Understanding and Treating Marijuana Toxicosis in Veterinary Medicine, 1CE on DVM 360 Flex. Course objectives, recognizing that marijuana toxicosis may become more common, identifying cases in the clinic, developing treatment plans for those patients. So that's the one she's asking to substitute for, one that was no longer available.
That's not very applicable to what we were asking for.
This was critical care, which I have not.
Emergency heard. Care.
Yeah, same thing. Like that's not.
Triage, those things. That's what.
Yeah.
I mean, that.
Too big? You don't think there's.
I don't know.
You don't think there's courses out there and emergency.
Well, there are. I'm saying out of this course doesn't yet.
I agree.
Oh no, there's a lot of there's a lot of courses. Yes. Yeah.
It's definitely not related to the case that resulted in the order.
Oh yeah. I guess we're gonna have to
go back to the drawing
room. Make a motion on this now.
Make a motion to deny the request.
And give 30 days for submittal of a new
course. Yes, 30 days to submit.
Okay. So a motion?
And a second.
And a second. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Get a new one. Section 5, number 1, board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary license applications. Dr. Byrne, you're the lead on these.
Yes, the number one, the first one is section 5, number 1A, Elizabeth M. Gurney, DVN. As an application had old action disciplinary action that was done actually here in Arizona in 2001, which she completed. So I would make a motion to approve her application for licensure.
Second. Okay, motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
In the case of section 5-1B, Jeannie Perez, she has a record that's been expunged in the state of Florida. So I would make a recommendation to approve her license application.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 In the case of section 5-1C, Lindsay Schroeder, she's a DVM from Texas who has a case that's currently under, it's not completely resolved yet in a review of the case. It was more of a case regarding some communication and not medical issues on a case back in Texas. So I would make a motion to approve her license application and make a request that she notify the veterinary board of the, when the case, the resolution outcome case in Texas.
Second.
Within 30 days.
Motion second with that. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Passes.
In the case of section 5-1D, Jeffrey Stein, this results, he has a disciplinary action that occurred back in 1990-91 in California over a secondary anesthetic incident with a potbellied pig. Nothing since. So I would make a motion to approve his veterinary license application.
Second. Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Passes. Okay. Do we want 5 minutes before our formal?
Can we use restroom? Okay. All right. 5 minutes.
We'll be back at 12:29.
Oh. Oh. Not attached.